Senate Democrats pushing bureaucratic amnesty into DHS funding bill. By Neil Monroe on January 28, 2026. Senate Democrats are using the uproar over the Antifa-style resistance in Minneapolis to push a bureaucratic amnesty into the pending legislation that funds the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Multiple GOP senators are walking in lockstep with Democrats by urging President Donald Trump to deport only violent migrants. The criminal migrant plan would allow business donors to sideline millions of Americans while hiring millions of nonviolent, low-wage, illegal migrant workers. Politico reported that Democrats will refuse to fund the agency's annual bill unless the GOP agrees to cripple ICE enforcement with a series of bureaucratic curbs on deportations. Those include requiring judicial, judge-signed, warrants for immigration arrests, overruling a recently disclosed ICE memo asserting they are not required. Other potential Democratic amendments would mandate federal agents identify themselves, require DHS to cooperate with state and local investigations, and limit the mission creep of federal agencies. My options are to do nothing or to recognize that two U.S. citizens were recently executed by federal agents, Senator Ruben Gallego, Democrat Arizona, told reporters Monday. We need to at least bring some level of pressure on DHS or on our Republican colleagues to explain to the American public why we are going to continue funding this without any changes. The Democrats' rules would subordinate the federal ICE agency to the Democratic Party bosses. Despite growing evidence that the Democrats' political machines in major cities gain from large-scale embezzlement of federal welfare funding, the demand for judicial warrants is a poison pill, noted Bill Esaley, Trump's first assistant U.S. attorney for the Central District of California. It would effectively provide amnesty to illegal immigrants who have not been convicted of a federal felony. The White House is officially opposed to the Democrats' plan, which hinges on first breaking the DHS spending bill out of a package of six agency funding bills. The Democratic demands are putting Senator Katie Britt Arala on the spot, because she chairs the Appropriations Committee that writes the funding bill for DHS. Related, insane. Minneapolis emergency manager compares DHS enforcing the law to conflict in Syria, Iraq. The Democrats' pushback against deportations is an indirect attack on Trump's low migration national economic strategy and his response to the Democrats' claims of an affordability crisis. Under Trump's low migration prosperity reforms, Americans' wages are up, housing costs are down, inflation is declining, transport costs are shrinking, crime is dropping, and corporations are spending heavily to help Americans become more productive and earn more wages for each working hour. The economic reforms, however, are opposed by some establishment Republicans and their progressive allies. For example, on January 6, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, described himself as a moderate because he favors a two-tier society that would reward illegal migrants who take jobs below the wage levels needed by American citizens and their families. I'm a moderate on this. I think that most of the people that are here and working and can pass a background check, I would give them no welfare, and I would give them no citizenship, no voting rights. But you can work and we won't arrest you. They're hard-working people. They work in our fields, they pick our tomatoes, they clean fish, they work in chicken houses. They do a lot of the dirty jobs in our country. Paul did not provide a term for this proposed second-class, subcitizen resident of the United States, although at least 2 million jobs are already allocated to subcitizens in professional sectors, such as medicine. Trump has adopted an ambivalent stance on the criminal migrant issue. For example, he reassures swing voters by saying he is targeting criminal migrants while also quietly implementing his popular 2024 mandate to deport illegal migrants who have not been convicted of a crime.